Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine Show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by USAA, proud to support the Navy football team, by Northrop Grumman, the value of performance, and by CarQuest. With well over a half million items available, CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Coming up, we'll hear from Navy football head coach Ken Niumatalolo, Ivan Jasper, new defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. We'll even sprinkle in some Keenan Reynolds for you as we get you set for the Navy season opener coming up on Saturday as they face the Raiders of Colgate. It should be a magical season. The Mids making history, joining a conference for the first time in their football existence, as they will become members of the American Athletic Conference. That football season for them begins on September the 19th when they welcome East Carolina to Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Coming up, we'll get you set for kickoff against Colgate. It's the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you responsibility matters.
Navy Federal Credit Union wants to help you drive away with a monthly car payment you can afford. You see, we're a credit union, so we pass the savings on to our members in the form of low rates. We also provide up to 100% financing, pre-approval checks to bring to your seller, plus 24/7 account access and live phone support. So if you're thinking about an auto loan, let Navy Federal put you in the driver's seat with a great rate and more. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Weekends were made for football in Annapolis. Join Navy football as they take on Colgate Saturday, September 5th at noon, presented by BB&T. Get your tickets today. Call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or go to NavySports.com. Navy football, it's American.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Thanks to Mountain Dew Kickstart, three bros are about to become more than just a bunch of couch brotatoes. The energizing blast of Dew and Juice is entering their mouths. Soon they'll be sliding across the dance floor as if it was strewn with the peels of bro-nanas. Then this trio of bromios will recite sweet broetry into the ears of any dame that will listen. These guys are bro-fessionals. Let's do this.
We're coming, world.
It all starts with a kick. Mountain Dew Kickstart. With Dew, Juice, and just the right amount of kick. Now available in six flavors that taste good.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. This week had a chance to speak with Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo, and he has been in this business either as a head coach or an assistant for 26 years. You'll remember a time when we wondered if minorities would ever get the opportunity to be head coaches, especially in college football, and certainly he has taken his opportunity by the horns, been successful with it. He's the all-time leader in wins now at the United States Naval Academy. You couple that with Paul Johnson, George Welsh, and really good guys, Wayne Harden, great coaches in this business through the years. And Ken Niumatalolo is number one as he looks for victory number 58 coming up this weekend. And I asked him, but what is that excitement level like after being in the business all these years?
Pete, this is my 26th year and it hasn't changed. You know, they're still super excited coaching. I'm excited about our team, excited about our players, excited about the work that they've put in. And as you said, I mean, You're done practicing. You're tired of hitting each other. You're ready to go play somebody else and see where you stand. So I'm excited where we're at right now.
I talked with Keenan earlier, and the one thing for players, you all as coaches, that has amazed me through the years is how well you all have been able to compartmentalize week by week, maintain a standard focus of the task at hand on Saturday, not look down the road. What have been the keys through the years where you all, as coaches, haven't lost sight of that vision? More importantly, you've been able to, more often than not, successfully communicate that to the players to do the same.
I think having a staff that's been together You know, veteran guys that have been together with guys that recognize what it takes to win. And our players have bought into the culture of recognizing who we are. I think of anything, just thinking about my answer, Pete, is just recognizing who we are. We're the Naval Academy. We're here to produce leaders for our country. And so as coaches and as we embrace that, recognize, hey, we're not going to get the five-star, the four-star guy. We're going to get good players, but we got to make sure that our guys work hard, we work hard, and recognize that it's going to be hard for us to win. And I think just staying on that edge and not never, you know, pat ourselves on the back or whatever, just, hey, we got to keep grinding. I think that's allowed our program to be successful. But most importantly, just having players that buy into the mantra that we're just going to keep working and see what happens.
Obviously, during the off season, you know, in the interest of his health, Coach Green taking a sabbatical, we often every year talk about the value of the experience on this coaching staff, having a guy like Dale Pearson, who has been here as long as all of you have, having him be in that position to be able to slide over and take over. What's the value on that, having such an experienced guy be able to slide over now and take that position, especially at the time in which it occurred?
Well, it's, as you said, very unfortunate, you know what I mean? Because, you know, Buddy, I mean, we love Buddy. Forget Buddy the football coach, Buddy the person.
Right, absolutely.
But having Dale, I mean, just a good person as Buddy is, you know, they're both great men. He knows our defense, you know, as well as anybody. You know, Dale always joked about, you know, during this football year, he spends more time with Buddy than he does his own wife. You know, those two guys are here early in the morning, by themselves in the staff room talking over things. And so I think, you know, just the comfort level knowing that there's some continuity in what we do. There may be some variance and some differences in what we do, but the core of what we're doing is Buddy's package. You know, so there's excitement on that standpoint that the verbiage, a lot of the verbiage stays the same. Philosophically, you know, will stay the same. But I'm grateful Dale is here in this time because there's great trust for me, you know, that I couldn't have turned it over to a guy this late in the game that, you know, didn't know what was going on, or I knew that he knew our culture. Probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in coaching, you know, the day to tell Buddy, Buddy, you need to step down. You know, and that was hard, but you had to separate Buddy the coach and Buddy the person. And it didn't make it easy to, you know, have Dale step in there, but it at least made it a little easier.
Happy to report we saw Coach Green in the office this week, and certainly in that role of consultant, he is going to offer as much as he possibly can for the midshipmen, and certainly one of the class guys in the history of this business. I've had a great, great time getting to know him through the years and our conversations, which, you know, we would have each and every Tuesday through the course of the football season. You just won't meet a finer guy, regardless of the football part of it. You put that aside, and the relationships you get to build with these people through the years. Buddy Green, a class guy, and we certainly want him to get back to 100% as soon as possible. But good to see him in the office this week over at Ricketts Hall. When we come back, we'll talk offense with the offensive coordinator, Ivan Jasper. One of his pupils could be at the top of some very big NCAA lists by the end of the year. Health, of course, proceeding for the quarterback, Keenan Reynolds. We hope he stays healthy, and if he does, he's got a chance to put the name Navy up there atop several very important lists. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Welcome back to this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. This week, I had a chance to talk with Ivan Jasper, the offensive coordinator of the Mids. I also had a chance to talk with his quarterback, who says now he finds himself in the huddle talking like his offensive coordinator. I asked Ivan Jasper, what does that mean to him to have his quarterback say that?
The words are reassuring, it's comforting, soothing, very relaxed, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, that I know if I call something on the football field, if I call a play and, you know, and it's a different look or something's not there, I know that Keenan will get us in the right play. And that's what it all comes down to. You know, when you're in the game and calling plays, you try to match with the other guy. You know, you're playing chess, you know, and the biggest problem that you have sometimes is, you know, you make the wrong move. You know, so I mean, again, you're going to call a bad play every now and then, you know, but the key to it is always trying to be in the right play every single time. You know, and having a kid like Keenan back for his fourth year, so much experience. You know, he's a very dialed in kid. You know, he wants to be great at what he does. He loves his craft. To have that kid out there, you know, again, it's a huge plus for his football team.
Does it surprise you that he says he often finds himself talking like you in the huddle at this point?
Not one bit. You know, we talk about it, you know, from day one. You know, I want those guys to get to the point to where when we talk on the headphones, we don't need a chalkboard, we'll need a dry erase board. We can just talk and just visualize what each other is saying. And that's always been the key. When you can do that with a young man on the sideline, talk like that, and be able to hold a conversation about what's going on in the game and not even pick up a pen or a mark or whatever, that's when they're there as far as the mental aspect of it. When they're dialed in, they know what's going on, they know the offense, they know what I'm thinking, you know, and that's always the key. And it's always been a goal to get those guys on the same page that I am, so if I call a play, they know why I'm calling it. But at the same time, the defense changes up. What do I like? What's going to give us the best chance to execute on that particular play and get us in that play?
Coach talked about an interesting film loop you put together involving the turnovers from last year. And every now and then, the defensive guy or the defensive team is going to make a great play. Right. That's going to happen during the course of the game. Do you think the message got there, though, when you looked at it and how many of those wounds were self-inflicted last year, especially by the people who were involved in several of what you would call basic staples of the offense? Center quarterback exchange, the mesh, things of that nature, knowing that if you all execute it properly, though, you could have been even that much more effective a year ago.
I'm hopeful that it did hit home, and I'm sure that it did, you know. Someone were Keenan. A lot of those key players were Keenan. You know, whether it be a QB center exchange or him trying to make a play and not making a good decision by just eating the ball and let us call another play, he tried to force it, you know, and we turned the ball over, you know. So I know for him, the first day back, you know, he had a great summer. You know, I wanted to remind him, hey, look here, my man. I mean, bring him back down. Look at what happened to us last year, you know, and he was involved in a lot of those turnovers, you know. So I think it was, you know, it just kind of keeps him humble, you know. Again, that's been the key for him the whole time, you know, to keep him humble. But, you know, just for him, you know, it was personal for me to get that little jab in and to bring him back down to earth. But also, as an offense, all the guys needed to see. I mean, it was all the moving parts that contributed to us turning the football over, you know. And if we take care of the football last year, we win two or three more games,
sure.
You know. And it's pretty clear, you know. So, but again, you know, it's something that you learn from, you know. You try to put our finger on it, Pete, you know. We looked at the film, looked at what happened as far as what we do in practice, our certain drills, you know, but it was just all, you know, ball exchange, you know. It wasn't, it's one thing to get hit and the ball comes out, but it wasn't that. It was, you know, just ball handling, you know. So something that we've harped on all this fall camp, you know, and try and get better at it, you know, and hopefully we can get better at it and have a better year.
By the nature of the offense, the quarterback ends up doing a lot of things within the offense, but if the Lord blesses him with health, do you even allow yourself to think about there's going to be a guy with your offense and the words Navy attached to some of the more significant scoring records, rushing records in all of college football, in the history of the game? There's going to be a guy with the words Navy attached to that. How does that make you feel as the offensive coordinator of the guy that may be at the top of some significant lists when you look at that list of people that he's with? Those are some of the biggest names in the history of this game.
Well, it's no, I'm just happy for the young man, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, this is a game where, you know, those kids go out there and they play the game. You know, we're coaches, you know, our job is to get them prepared, but they go out there, they got to get hit, they got to tackle, they got to make plays, you know. So, you know, for Keenan to be in that class, have a chance to be the all-time touchdown scorer in college football history, that's major for the young man, you know. But also, he'll tell you, you know, it's because of my team. It's not something that, you know, it's not all about me. It's about this team, you know. So to know the kind of person that he is and what he's done, how humble he is, even from the first day I met him, you know, just can't help but feel great for him. You know, for me, I mean, it's you know, I don't think about that. You know, I want the young man for him, and just for, you know, any football player growing up wants to do something great.
Right.
You know, I would love to win a Heisman Trophy. I could just always say it in my mind. Tonight had it happen, it didn't happen. You know, but just to be able to, you know, for him to have an opportunity to have his name at the top of that list and be able to look back on it, you know, when he's old and gray and say, hey, my name's up there, it's going to be a great feeling, and I'll be happy for him.
His mom was right, wasn't she?
She was definitely right.
Appreciate the time. Good luck on Saturday.
Awesome. Appreciate it, man.
That's Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. What a marvelous job he's done as a quarterback tutor and offensive coordinator at the United States Naval Academy. Game one, Saturday, 12 noon kickoff, Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Our network coverage begins at 11:05 Eastern Time right here on the Navy Radio Network. By the way, very happy to add two new affiliates to that roster this year. 1010XL in Jacksonville, Florida. 50,000 watch blowtorch there on also 92.5 FM. And in the Puget Sound, the Great Northwest in Seattle on Fox Sports Radio, 1380 KRKO. Glad to have them aboard this season for Navy football. Back with more, defensive coordinator Dale Pearson joins us next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think, I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Buffalo Wild Wings Best Seat in the House promotion is back. Every Monday night, starting Monday, September 14th, bring your friends and family and enter to be a Best Seat in the House winner. Great food, great specials, and awesome prizes each week. Each weekly winner is put into a drawing to win one of three grand prizes during the finale on December 14th. No purchase necessary, must be 21 years or older, one entry per person per week only, and present to win. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you prefer musty garage to new car smell, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. With well over a 500,000 available parts, CarQuest is serious auto parts. Visit CarQuest.com.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. I'm Pete Medhurst. Time now to talk defense. The new voice, Dale Pearson. You've heard him talk to us before. He, of course, the former defensive line coach for the midshipmen. He's now the defensive coordinator. He'll still spend time with his pupils on that defensive line as well. But certainly the responsibilities now hike up for the veteran who has been with the Navy staff as long as anybody on that coaching staff. He has been here through multiple coaches, multiple coordinators, and says, not much is going to change from his good friend Buddy Green's defensive philosophy.
You know, we've been together for a long time, so not that much has changed. You know, I've taken a little bit from there's been some great coordinators here, you know, in the last 20 years since I've been here. So I've taken a little bit from maybe each one, but, you know, being with Coach Green for 13 years, obviously that's the core of what we're doing.
For you guys up front, I look at a guy like Will Anthony who – from where he started to where he is now, he's a guy that is so freakish athletically. You could almost play him anywhere in the front seven if you wanted. Was there ever a temptation to move him from end and try him in any of those other places, or just the fact that he's gotten so good at that position, you feel let's leave him there and let him continue to be such a terrific player at that spot?
Yeah, we actually moved him to inside linebacker a couple of springs ago, and probably would have stayed there, but we had some injuries on the D-line over the summer, and we ended up moving him back because we were pretty deep at linebacker at that time. So, yeah, he could be our best inside linebacker, our best outside linebacker, and one of our best D-linemen. So, he's a different player.
Finally, the toughest thing, and Coach talks about this all the time, you wonder, have you hit enough? Have you tackled enough? And things of that nature. The biggest thing that you're looking for early in the game is you all actually can now really tackle and get after people. What are you looking for Saturday, especially early from this group as you get going?
Hopefully they'll play our culture. You know, we'll have 11 people running to the ball and people playing aggressive. And, you know, there may be a few missed tackles, but if we've got 11 people running the ball, it'll take care of itself. So hopefully that's what we see, is the, you know, guys flying around and playing fast and not confused, and you know, that's the goal for Saturday, is just to play our culture, you know, which is hard and fast and, you know, correctly.
That's new Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson as the men's get set for the Raiders of Colgate. Our broadcast on Saturday begins at 11:05 with a Navy pregame show, and then kickoff is set for just after 12 o'clock. And all the information you need to know, kickoff times for all the Navy games. And remember, some of the games in the American Athletic Conference now, the road games, we're not going to know those kickoff times sometimes till 10 days in advance. So you're going to want to keep this address handy, www.navysports.com. Get everything you need to know about football and the other 33 varsity sports at the United States Naval Academy. When we come back, we'll hear from Navy quarterback Keenan Reynolds, and we'll wrap up this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine coming up in a moment on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal, a proud sponsor of Navy Athletics. Keenan Reynolds, what a Navy athlete he has been in his time for the Navy football program as he gets set to open up the season against Colgate. Had a chance to ask him, does he ever get a chance to kick back and relax and really take advantage and think about all the things that he's done so far in his Navy football career?
Yeah, when I go home, I get a chance to relax and be with family, but I usually don't bring up football. I try to, like, completely separate myself mentally, physically. I mean, obviously, physically in the summer, you gotta stay on top of your workouts, but from a mental standpoint, just not really talking about it, just focusing on being around family and enjoying the time with them. And then also, when they come to games, after the game's over, I try to just kind of separate myself, worry about it on Monday, and enjoy those couple of hours with them. Because it's not guaranteed,
right?
And you know, that's kind of like my mental recharge.
How important is that decompression to your sanity here? Because let's face it, you do more than just play football here,
right? It's absolutely vital. If you don't have that opportunity to kind of decompress, get yourself back together, then you go crazy here. I mean, people really, it becomes a struggle, and it starts to affect all areas of your life. You really see it in the plebes, especially being home away from parents for the first time. A lot of them don't get to see their parents much until Thanksgiving, after parents' weekend, and just because it becomes a grind, you know, playing ball, you know, some plebes don't get the opportunity to play, so they're on scout teams. They're really just kind of in the dumps, and it takes a toll on you. School's hard. You can't do what you want to do. You're right. A plebe. So, I mean, it definitely can get after you if you don't have that opportunity to take a deep breath, relax, and just enjoy life for a little bit before you get back to work.
For you, and any star athlete, anybody that achieves an awful lot, if you can't find that balance of humility and that drive, that obviously inner drive that only special people have, how did you develop that? How did you come up with that humility on the one side to know how you've accomplished, what you've accomplished, not just on your own, and obviously that drive that you have as an athlete that allows you to achieve things when the entire operation works as one?
I think it started early, you know, my dad, just working with him. And, you know, football is a competitive sport, so you have to be a competitor to be successful. So that's something that was instilled in me early on. So I've always been a fiery competitor on the field. You can ask some of the A-backs and the B-backs. I can turn to a different person sometimes on the field.
But isn't that a good thing, though? Because you want them to share that competitive fire that you have too?
Absolutely. You know, I think you have to have that switch. You also have to have a switch to be able to adjust your approach to people. And obviously off the field, you know, you can't be, you know, in your face fiery guy. You got to, you know, adjust your approach. So, you know, we get off the step off the field. I might have been, you know, yelling at a guy for whatever reason. But, I mean, that's my friend off the field. So, I mean, I'm not going to hold grudges or anything. Or just if I've been pushing one of the old linemen, like, we get off the field and be like, hey, you know why I'm doing this? Like, we're just trying to win, man. And you got to do what it takes. And all the guys that, you know, I've had those conversations with are always like, yeah, I understand. Like, you got to do what you got to do.
Keenan Reynolds and Bernie Sarah are going to be great leaders for this program this year. And hopefully the good football gods will give them the health they need to play the entire season for Navy as well. Don't forget, Air Force taking on the Bears of Morgan State in their opener. Army playing a Friday night contest against Fordham to get their season started. The Army-Navy game, of course, coming up in December, brought to you by USAA. Coming up after the first and second quarter this Saturday, we'll recognize the Patriot League President's Cup. It's Rolls-Royce, trusted to deliver excellence, the President's Cup to the athletic program that wins the most points during the course of an athletic season in the Patriot League. The Mids taking on a Patriot League foe in Colgate coming up on Saturday. 12 noon kickoff, 11:05 on the Navy Radio Network. We'll join you then. Omar Nelson, Joe Miller back for another season. Our new executive producer, Chuck Sapienza, this year in the booth with us for Navy football. Until then, I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. Thanks to Bill Lusby for his technical assistance. I'm Pete Medhurst. We'll see you next week on the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Boeing, proud to support the Navy football team. Go Navy! And by Constellation, America's energy choice.